Oh, that's right. 4:07 in the afternoon, and I've got an exciting discussion to have here this afternoon. This afternoon, we're going to be talking to Billy Nicholson, who is president of the Greater Greenwood Parks and Trails Foundation. Of course, you know they are the ones that are developing the Grace Street Park, and with the donation that came in from Fuji when they turned 25, I think everybody ought to get a donation like that when they turn 25. They gave $100,000 to the Greater Greenwood Parks and Trails Foundation. Billy Nicholson, how are you doing today?
I'm fine.
That was an exciting time when the check was brought to you there at the 25th anniversary celebration that they had for Fuji.
Right, it was, and it was a big event for them, as well as the donation they made. In a way, it was kind of overshadowed by the presence of the governor, and
right.
She spoke before I spoke, and I think the Senator Graham was there by video.
Yeah,
it was a
Jeff
great
Duncan.
Evening, and
yep.
Jeff Duncan was there
by video.
And the the Japanese head of Fuji was there,
and it was his birthday.
It was.
Let's see, John Wayne, was that right?
Yes. John Wayno.
John Wayno. There you go.
Yeah.
It was a fun night, and they sure did it up right. I tell you what, it was quite beautiful, and everything was just perfect. So couldn't have been more better than to top it off with that donation to the Parks Foundation. I think that was awesome. And what does that donation mean for the future of the Grace Street Park?
Well, as I said that evening, the importance of it is I think will be greater than the $100,000 they're giving us, because it will be a great catalyst for phase one of this project. We're planning right now to begin, and construction's beginning as we speak, on phase one, which is a part of this land, this 54-acre tract that is along Laurel Avenue and down Marywood Drive. It includes the upper pond. It includes the thickly wooded area that's more the highland of this property. And we do not anticipate that it will take an incredible amount of money to develop that part of it, but the $100,000 will allow us to build the pavilion and hopefully the restrooms and the parking lot that go along with it along the upper pond.
Now, it's very interesting to me. I always knew that there had been a golf course there, but I didn't realize originally there had been a park there and the water and everything that came out. Tell us a little bit about that.
There had been, and this property was taken by condemnation from a private citizen back in the early 1900s because there was an artesian well that still produces water to this date. But it was the water source for the city of Greenwood. So the city of Greenwood took the property, there was a spring there. They took the water from there, but they had a holding pond, I guess you would say, not the ones that are there now, but one down closer to where the building is. And because it was public property, I think the city decided it was a good place to put a park. And they had a lily pond and gardens and a gathering space for the people of Greenwood.
Phenomenal. And some of the pictures that you showed that night, it was really beautiful.
Yeah, there's some old postcards, and we went back to the museum, and the museum has did some research and found some old postcards that have the pictures of how the gardens and the lily pond used to exist.
You know, stuff like that, when you move forward and do a project today, is just invaluable, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, so it's just so neat. And I know that it's been a long time coming, though, to get this to, not this part so much, because you haven't been working on that long, but to get it to the point, to get everybody to agree that this is a good thing to do.
It is, and it's difficult because there were a lot of public agencies involved. You had the city, the county, CPW. But we're really thankful that they had the foresight to make this property available to us to do a park. And it took, though, all their cooperation to do this.
Sure. And they did get it done. And I think that is one thing. And I know that Gene Hancock had a hand in that.
He did. He really wanted it to happen the whole time. And
it was good that it got done before he died.
That's true. He did say, I wish we could have completed it before he died. But I'm sure he'll be thinking about it.
Absolutely. So as you move forward here, you're going to have phase one, then you're going to have phase two. Is there a phase three also?
Well, we don't know after this phase one. Obviously, there'll be at least a phase two, but the rest of it may be done in phases. The building itself may be a separate project altogether, and that would require a great deal of money.
You're talking about the building that's there now?
Yeah, the water plant building.
Now, I've heard a lot of ideas on what people would like to do with the water plant building. Have y'all focused in on anything you'd like to do? I've heard about an aquarium. I've heard all kinds of great ideas.
It would be great for a lot of different purposes. It has some great architectural detail mm-hmm. that needs to be preserved. If you ride by there, you can see it has very tall windows. It has a very large room upstairs in the building. With placement of a floor, it could be a great gathering hall for, just a community space. But we've had ideas such as a museum, a discovery center for the school system, and possibly a food court, where you would have vendors come in and sell to people who are using the park.
Wow. Well, there's, I guess, all kinds of things you could do. But I need to ask you, what made you get involved in the parks?
Well, it's just a matter of personal interest. I thought it was something we needed in Greenwood, and I was asked to become involved with the Parks Commission, and I just have a passion for parks and green space. I am always interested when I go to other cities and towns, and I always look and see what kind of parks they have, and I enjoy walking around, and whether it's a garden or a wooded area or bike trails, I always try to use the parks.
Well, I think that's great, and I know also the parks also encompasses other parks and trails that we have right here in Greenwood.
Right, and this is not the first project we've done. I mean, this movement has been going on for 20 years or better, and it predated me. I mean, there's a very dedicated group of people that have been around from the beginning. I kind of came into it, 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah, and that first park, I guess, really, I mean, we had some trails, but the first big park was really Cambridge Park, wasn't it?
Well, the first park we did was Magnolia Park,
okay.
And it's called Emma Gaskin Magnolia Park now, and that's down
in
the middle
office.
Of town. Yeah, by the old post office. And then the Heritage Trail, which is almost a three-mile trail down in South Greenwood, was the second project. And I think there were possibly a couple of other projects, 96 Trail and some of the other things were done ahead of the Cambridge Park. But that's the big one.
Yeah, and that really puts you on the map for doing things and becoming a real source. And that was that was tough to do.
It was tough. It's a very, very nice park. It involved a good bit of construction and money with the restrooms and the pavilion and the playground.
But, when you go there and you see all the people enjoying it, it really shows you that there was purpose behind it.
Right.
So, and how do all these projects get done?
And they are accomplished in different ways. Ideas come to the group through either people in the community or through people, members of the commission or the foundation. Usually it starts with a piece of property that becomes available or a abandoned railroad track or a right-of-way on a highway that could be a trail.
Mm-hmm.
So it can come from different sources, and then the money can come from a lot of different sources, whether it's a private foundation grant donation or a state or federal grant. And as we've seen with our park now, we're having corporate donations.
Sure. So, but there's a lot of volunteer work that goes into doing these
yes.
keeping them up, doesn't it?
That's right. And we've had a problem in maintaining it's just been a task to maintain because the city and county have helped us all they can, and we're very appreciative for what they do. But their budgets are stretched very thin, and it's just it's difficult for them to take on another project to maintain. So we have tried to maintain as much of our parks as we can just on volunteer effort.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure we're going to get into talking about volunteer effort and everything. And, of course, there's that new stretch that's being done out there by the country club going down the road there. So we're going to talk some more about that. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too, paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. Happy days are here, probably mid next year, maybe by the end of next year at the latest, we'll have phase one done.
I hope we will.
Okay, yeah, all right.
That's the plan.
Spoken like a lawyer, I hope. Always try to get commitment right here. But Billy, our special guest today is Billy Nicholson. He is president of the Greater Greenwood Parks and Trails Foundation. You, of course, know him as also an attorney right here in Greenwood. And they are working hard on this Grace Street Park. And they have the master plan. They have phase one pretty much lined out. And, of course, with phase one, Fuji stepped up with that $100,000 donation. Now, what exactly are you going to have a pavilion? Is that going to be named for Fuji? Or
we plan to name that the Fuji Pavilion, and we are planning to have some Japanese architectural influence on the pavilion.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. So. And how big what would be the pavilion? How big would be the pavilion? What's the plan?
Well, we don't really know. It may be in the range of 30 to 40 feet by 60 feet, where it could be comfortable for a fairly large family reunion or company gathering.
Sure. Now, I guess once you get to this point that there'll have to be somebody taking reservations for these things, right?
Right. And right now the Chamber of Commerce takes reservations for the pavilion at the Cambridge Park, mm-hmm. West Cambridge Park.
So
I'm not sure that would continue for this, but yeah, there will be
an agency or something.
Agency for reservations.
Exactly. So that will be coming together. You're going to have restrooms out there. What else goes in phase one?
Phase one, we'll have to have a parking area, which will be along Marywood Drive. And one thing we're excited about is a dog park, which we've located now along Marywood Drive. And I was out there the other day, and there are two beautiful hardwood trees that the branches extend out and would provide good shade that I think should be the centerpiece of the dog park.
And have you had anybody come up and want to sponsor or help donate?
Yeah, I'm very pleased to announce that, and this should be coming out in the Index Journal in the next couple of days, that that SPF Industry out in north of Greenwood has agreed to donate $25,000 towards the dog park.
Wow. So, well, that couldn't be any better. Dog food maker and dog park coming together.
Yeah,
they don't make the food. They make the gravy, the flavorings.
Yeah, they make
right?
the flavoring for the food. But they do have, they're very interested in the dogs and the cats. That they have a cat facility out there, and I think they're planning to put a dog facility out there. They have a veterinarian on staff who wants to be involved in doing the dog park.
Well, I didn't know they had all that out there at SPS.
Yes.
Yeah? Wow. Well, that is terrific. So, see, these are the type of things that once you get the ball rolling, right?
Right.
Things start happening.
Exactly. And that's why I said the $100,000 that Fuji started out with will be a catalyst to allow us to get started. And once we get started, we think there will be energy for other companies to step in and do other portions of this project.
You know, it is amazing to me that what a community can do. I've always, Greenwood always has had a can-do attitude on doing things, whether it was the soup kitchen and feeding our hungry, whether it was any project that anything needed to step up to. Greenwood people always step up. And once you start seeing this come together, I know it's going to be exciting, and more people will want to be involved in it, Billy.
I think so.
So if somebody is listening here today and they're interested in finding out more about how to be involved in the park, whether it's a corporate donation, personal donation, or personal sweat equity.
Right.
We talk about that when you buy a house, right? Sweat equity. What would they need to do?
Well, there are a couple of different things you mentioned there. One is if they want to make a donation or become involved on the board, I would suggest going on our website is greenwoodparks.org. And we have a lot of information there about what we're doing and the people involved. And they should go there and get in touch with one of us. Feel free to get in touch with me. I'm easy to find here in Greenwood. And they could go on a committee or just do volunteer work or help out with a project or donate money. and all that is available on the website.
On the website. And, of course, let's see, your phone number, 993-1518. Can
That's
we
fine.
Give that out?
Yeah,
yeah? Okay.
Sure. You already have.
Well, I know that you want to get it out there and get
and
get people helping out. And, of course, Natalie Paramore, she has been a huge rock in getting things done here.
She really has. And she was head of the president of the Parks Foundation for many years, up until about 2 years ago. And we more or less traded places. She became chairman of the Parks Commission. Mm-hmm. I used to be chairman of the Parks Commission. And we switched spots, so to speak.
Right. So, and then we need to talk a little bit about Klaus Neubner. Now, tell me a little bit about what Klaus has been up to.
Klaus is our worker. He is the one who gets things done. And as I mentioned before, we don't have complete help from any source to maintain these parks and trails and make sure the trails are free of debris and kudzu's not growing anywhere and graffiti is not on the bridges. So Klaus is the guy that goes out and sees what needs to be done, and he does a lot of the work himself, and he gets other people involved to maintain all of our parks and trails, really.
And didn't you tell me that he just got volunteer of the...
Just received an award from Duke Energy for volunteer of the year. There was a great ceremony and presentation by Duke Energy just a couple of months ago.
Wow.
And that story is on our website.
So that is terrific. He's a trails maintenance, huh?
Well, he's our maintenance supervisor, but it is his role is much more important than that title.
Well, anybody that does maintenance in today's world is thankful that we are having people that are able to do that.
Right, and if someone wants to help out in maintaining the trails or is interested in gardening and that kind of thing, Klaus is a botanist. He is a very interesting person to work with in that regard, and I think we've had other people want to be involved just for that, just to get out and get the hands dirty and maintain something beautiful in our community.
Absolutely. Well, we have, you have another trail that is in progress right now. What's happening with that one?
Right. It's called the Cambridge Gateway Trail, and I tell you who's been working very hard with it is Drs. John Eichelberger and Roger Stevenson. And they have really worked very hard in getting this done. We received a grant from the State of South Carolina PRT, which I think is Parks, Recreation, and Trails Fund, received $39,000. I think the project's going to cost about $50,000. It's under construction right now. It was bid, and Greenway Construction here in Greenwood is doing the project. And we hope to be finished within the next 30 days.
And so, that will join...
It will connect by the sidewalks to the West Cambridge Trail, which is connected to the West Cambridge Park. But it will run generally from the area in front of the American Legion building, mm-hmm, all the way down to the bypass at Highway 225. And that's about just under a mile in length.
Sure.
And there, as you know, there's some hardwood trees and crepe myrtles that are planted along that right-of-way.
Sure.
And it will wind back and forth between those trees.
That's going to be, that'll be very nice. So these are the things that are happening with the Greater Greenwood Parks and Trails Foundation. If you'd like to get involved, they would love to have help with this, whatever part you would like to play, big, small, or in between. I guess we're looking for people to help out.
That's correct. And right now we're trying to identify some projects that, whether it's individuals or a Boy Scout troop or other or a company could take on and do within the Gray Street Park. We will try to identify some of those projects and put them online so that people may adopt them.
Absolutely. Well, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. It's a beautiful day outside. Tell you what, it's hard to be inside when it's so beautiful out there, isn't it? Yeah. So sometime very soon in the not-too-distant future, the Gray Street Park is going to really start coming together there. We're excited about it. It's a great piece of property. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, some of the other things happening. So don't you go away. Hey, if you've got a question for Billy, don't hesitate to pick up that phone and give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafé cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafé mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, talking to Billy Nicholson, who is the president of the Greater Greenwood Parks and Trails Foundation, talking a lot about the Gray Street Park. And a couple of questions came in, Billy. If somebody wants to make a donation to the parks, how would the, you're a 501c's, correct?
Yeah, right.
So that would be a tax
deduction and charitable deduction.
Sure. Right. And I guess you can mail a check if that's something, if somebody wants to do that.
Right. The information is on our, as I said, our website is greenwoodparks.org, and there's information there on making donations. There's also a PayPal facility there to allow donations. We would welcome any, you know, for larger donations that want to be specified for a certain project. We would welcome discussing that and discussing what someone would want to do and possibly naming opportunities for donations that are made.
You know, that is such a great thing to do when you think about impetuity and what is going to happen, to be able to do something to memorialize somebody or an organization or company for being part of the community.
Right. And we would want to do that. As I mentioned earlier, I think we will... for people that donate for a specific part of the park, like the Fuji Pavilion and the dog park, which will be done largely by SPF, we will have naming opportunities there.
Can I put a fire hydrant in there on my name?
But it could be, right? It could be as small as that, or a water fountain, or benches, or anything like that.
But it is a community park.
It is a community park.
And you want everybody, I presume, to be able to enjoy this park that you're building.
Right. And I hope people do buy into it, and that they, if it's a little bit of sweat equity to come out there and either help maintain it or help us build something there, that it is an effort by the whole community to do this park.
So this is not something that the city or the county is responsible for.
Right.
They have a long-term lease.
They have been very generous in allowing us to have a lease on the property, and we have said we are going to raise the money by private donations and or private or public grants to do these different projects, but a lot of it will be done with volunteer work.
So,
and we've told them we will do that, and we will, at least for the time being, maintain the park on our own. So not only do we have to build it, we have to maintain it.
You know, people don't think about the maintaining part. That's a big part of a park, isn't it?
Right. Just and we haven't developed it yet, and just right now to cut the grass on the park is, I know it's at least $500 a month for us to have a bush hog come in and cut the grass down.
Man, you were talking about that you went to Northside Middle School and you used to sit in class and you could see out there and see the pond, right?
Yeah, you could, when I was a teenager, you could actually see the upper pond, or see both ponds, but especially the upper pond, and there was a chain link fence around it. We have removed the chain link fence so that it will be more attractive, and we're hopefully starting next week and cutting the wood around the pond, not all the wood, but the stuff that needs to be cleared away so that it will be visible from the road.
Now, how big are these ponds? I've never seen them.
I think they're, I can't tell you exactly, but a couple of acres each at least.
Wow, so they're good size.
They're good size ponds.
Now, will people be able to just look at the pond, or will there be little boating or...
We don't know. I don't think it will be, and I don't know about fishing, but I don't think it will be a swimming pond.
Right.
But obviously it could be for little sailboats, or I'm sure there have been some ducks and geese on the pond as there are now, but it won't be a recreational pond as in for swimming or boating, I don't think.
Okay. And, you know, the thing about it is that I've seen deer. Just the other night, I had a deer come out in front of me on the 72 bypass down there. I think it was 10, 11, well, I think it was around 11, 12 o'clock at night, just come bounding out saying, hello, I'm going across the road now.
Right. So well, I don't think people realize how thick the woods are in that area. There's some beautiful trees back in there. and you can just walk 100 yards back in the woods and you would think you're out in the national forest.
That's pretty cool.
And we found there's a large nest of blue herons that are down there in the area of the ponds.
How about that? That is so cool, and yet it's just a piece of property that you drive by and you go, isn't that pretty, right?
Right.
And here you have all this right there. So what else do you think our listeners would like to hear about? You're going to have the dog park. Now, at some point, you're talking about an amphitheater.
Right, and that's part of phase two. We have our master plan is on the website, and it's been published in the paper, and it's been in the Greenwood magazine. The phase one, I think, will be done pretty much according to this plan. The rest of it is it's not etched in stone that we have to do it exactly as it is on this plan. I think some of it we will know a little bit more about when we clear some of the trees and open the space up, and it'll become evident what would be good to do in that space. One of the things we identified is an amphitheater for some kind of outdoor performances, whether it's music or theater. And we will have other pavilions. We hope to do something with the building. We've had interest in a botanical garden, conservatory maybe, mm-hmm. as part of it. And one thing you mentioned earlier, and this part of phase one, is the dog park. And when we talk to people in the public about this project, almost everybody says, oh, they get terribly excited about the dog park because we haven't had one in Greenwood.
That's right, and they're really so much part of other communities. Now, I guess you told us in the beginning that you like to travel and you like to go to all the different parks and everything out there. I'm sure that's been a great source to bring back ideas on things to do.
Yeah, especially now that I've gotten involved in it, when I just even going to Greenville or other cities in South Carolina and just looking at what they've done and try to steal some of those ideas.
Well, you know, you don't have to invent a new one if you can find another right. good one out there. So that's terrific. So this is what's going on. The park is going to happen. They have 100,000, and they're going to get to work and start making this happen. And I think it'll be great when people can start seeing some activity. I've seen the big signs, do not trespass, work activity going on
right.
out there. Yeah. So are you excited?
I am excited, and I hope we'll get started with it next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Well, this was good timing for you to come on the show
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
All right. I tell you what, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to finish up, talk about a few more things. Maybe you've got some questions. Don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of
this year. Will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276. Oh, that's right. Right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, talking with Billy Nicholson, attorney and president of the Greater Greenwood Parks and Trails Foundation. We've talked a lot about what's coming, and what's coming is going to be a park, the Gray Street Park, we were kind of joking a little while ago that unless somebody comes in with a whole lot of money and wants it named after him, it could happen, folks. But, there's going to be a lot of opportunity. And whether you have a small amount of money or a big amount of money, you know, this is something that is going to last and be here. I mean, look at how well Cambridge Park has done and what an asset it has come to the community. And when we talk about growth of our community, one of the things that people look at is, what do you have for entertainment?
Right.
And, of course, having an outdoor park like this is a big additional plus on the side when companies look at coming into an area.
And the great thing about this is that it's centrally located. It's very close to the commercial districts where people go to shop and go to restaurants. And it will be in the center of town, and it's right along the bypass where someone comes to town and they're just going around the bypass, they'll see this green space.
Absolutely. So it's a tremendous opportunity for Greenwood. It just, you know, they've said all along that Greenwood was poised for growth. And one of the things that we can say, add the park in there. I was just out there this morning at the links with the Symetra tour that's going to be coming in May. The Colgate-Palmolive project just announced. Publix. Ma'am, so nobody will ever have to leave town, will they, Billy?
There's a lot of energy now.
There is a lot of energy.
In Greenwood.
It is great. And, you know, a lot of people may not know, but this was actually a park back in the day. Then it became a nine-hole golf course.
I think it was a park, and then the golf course was added. I think it was still, you know, a public space along with the golf course.
Yeah, it was called
for many years.
The Oak Hill Park, right? Oak Hill
Golf
Course.
It was called Oak Hill Park with, and I'm not sure the name of the golf course. I think it was just called the Municipal Golf Course.
But we had somebody call in who used to play at that golf course all along. That's pretty neat, isn't it?
It is. I think there was one of the buildings along Gray Street used to be the clubhouse or a restaurant for the golf course, I believe.
Wow. That's a pretty amazing stuff. And so as we move forward, we do want everybody to know there's a lot of opportunity to help with the park. This is a great activity, as you said, for Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts to get involved in. There's going to be a lot of opportunity because you need a lot of work. And volunteering is such a good way, particularly in your own community.
Right. And it's something that everyone will be right there in the center of the community, and people will see every day and use every day.
Sure. So we got to get involved in this. We got to get it rolling. They already have, as you said, Billy, the SPF is coming on board.
SPF for the dog park in the amount of $25,000. We have the $100,000 from Fuji, which is, both of those are very exciting as a catalyst to get us started with phase one.
So, and you're going to start really working in earnest, you said, next week?
Should be next week.
That's going to be exciting. Anything else you can tell us about any of the parks here? You know, a lot of people don't realize all the trails that we have. We were talking about the one down by Rock Creek, right?
Rock Creek Trail, and there are other opportunities for trails in Greenwood because I read something that said in the 1890s there were more railroads in Greenwood than any other community in South Carolina. So there are a lot of abandoned railroad beds. So there's a lot of opportunity to have other trails in Greenwood. Our group met with a group of citizens and public officials down in South Greenwood. That there's an 11 or 12 acre, I think that's the size, 11 or 12 acre track right off South Main Street that a group of people is trying to organize into a park down there.
Wow.
So this isn't the only project that we'll be doing.
Wow, how about that? Well, we just got a call in.
Okay.
Bill Gray's building was part of the snack bar, the Caddy Shack.
Okay.
How about that? Bill Marr may be called in. Bill Marr, I think I'm reading that correctly. But Bill Gray's building. And, of course, Bill Gray is, of course, the chiropractor right there on the street. So that's what they're saying here. So it'll be interesting when to get more history put together with this, won't
it? Right. Hopefully people, I mean, if they know anything about it or they have pictures of their relatives or pictures of the golf course. One thing, I really haven't seen many pictures of the golf course.
Well, that
so
would be
there
neat.
Should be some out there. So if people have pictures of the way it used to look, it would be very interesting to include those.
Sure.
Within the park.
Absolutely. Kind of like the way Greenwood used to look back in the day, and the railroad came right through there and the wide Main Street and everything. So, Billy, you know, we talked about this a little bit off the air, but did you ever think that Greenwood would start? I mean, you were talking about that it was slow to get started. But the momentum right now seems to be moving very fast.
Right. I think the economy is coming back somewhat, especially in Greenwood, and there's a lot of growth along the bypass. And I think with this and some new industry coming to town, that the city's going to get new energy. I think there's a lot of energy downtown in the uptown area with new businesses and concerts and different events they're having.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that you believe, I think, that you believe we need to instigate the one penny sales tax.
Well, I think there's not much way of doing a large project, such as maybe the second phase of this may take several million dollars if you did the building correctly. And a project such as the active recreation, the ball field, football, soccer, baseball, softball, possibly a new civic center, those kind of projects just cannot be done by the city or county without something like the penny sales tax. And I think it's, and a lot of that money comes from outside the county. We're able to spend it here and do some great public projects. But that's only for the capital building projects. It's not for maintenance or for ongoing revenue for these projects.
And of course, at the current time, they are still, I guess, in a holding pattern on the dam?
Because they've collected enough money, they paid for the library, the dam project is, we don't know what that's going to cost, but the penny sales tax has been suspended. But I think the measure is roughly $8 to $10 million our community is able to raise a year off of that, which can be spent for different capital projects.
Yes, you just have to designate the project, correct?
It has to be voted on. It has to be a referendum, and the public has to vote on that.
So, but I guess your feeling is that that would be a way to get more of these type of projects done.
Right. I mean, not just this project, but I think we're sorely in need for new facilities for active recreation as well. What we work on with the Parks Foundation and the Parks Commission are passive parks, green space, trails, but not active recreation as in tennis courts or baseball fields or football fields.
Okay. So that would be a possibility to raise the money for whether it's this project or some other big project. Other things that you can think that can make this project come together?
I think it's coming together. I mean, I just think that it will happen faster if the community gets behind it. And we would love to have more people get involved and share their opinion with us on what they would like to see happen. We'd love people to help us maintain it. We'd love people to help us build it.
How does somebody get involved? I mean, do you have meetings or how does this work?
We have a monthly meeting, and we also have committee meetings on different subjects. We will have a committee for the dog park. That's one thing that some people who are, you know, dog lovers would want to get involved with, and making sure it happens the way they would like to see it happen.
Okay. So do you have any particular monthly meeting, any particular time that it always
is? Usually on Monday at lunchtime. We have been doing it T.W. Boone's in the back room at 1 o'clock on Mondays, the first Monday of each month.
First Monday of each month.
But they're free to contact me or anyone on the foundation or the commission to express their interest in attending a meeting. Of course, they can just show up.
They can just show up.
But feel free to call my office and ask about the meetings to make sure that's when it's going to be.
Okay. So you can get involved. Going to a meeting would probably be a good thing. The website for the Greenwood Parks?
Greenwoodparks.org.
.org.
Please visit it. It has photos. It has information about what we've done and what we're planning to do.
And I understand you also have a Facebook page.
Do have a Facebook page, which is linked to the website there.
So you can check all this out. You can be part of this and look at how you can help make this park a reality. It's coming together. We are going to have the park. It's just how great the park can be, right?
Well, how great it can be. It will be great, but
right.
How fast it's going to get there.
How fast. Okay. So how fast it's going to build. So, and you can have input in helping put this together, which makes it really neat, too.
Exactly.
All right. So the trails are out there. You're looking at other trails and whatnot. And I think it's going to be a terrific project. And hopefully we'll have you back on and we'll be talking about the day it's going to open.
That's correct.
That's great.
Right.
Well, listen, Billy Nicholson, if you want to just get in touch with them, greenwoodparks.org, a good telephone number to call if you want to call.
Well, my office number, 864-229-7241.
Okay. So call Billy's office, or you can look on the website and see other people that are involved in this project. You really have. How big an organization is it?
Well, we have roughly 12 members on the commission, and we have probably as many as 15 or 16, I think, on the foundation board. But we have also other volunteers that help with different projects.
So this is a great opportunity to get in on the bottom level.
That's right.
That's right. All right. We've been talking about the Gray Street Park. They are going to grow it. If you'd like to be involved, whether it's a small project or a big project, it is happening, and that is exciting. The ponds, the whole layout, go on the website. Find out more about it. It's the greenwoodparks.org. And, of course, give them a call. Find out more about it. Get involved. It's going to be so easy and so nice to have a place where everybody can enjoy it. Billy Nicholson, it certainly has been nice for you to come here today.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about the park.
Absolutely. And make sure you get involved. Make sure you help out on this project. So many good things in Greenwood to get involved in, and this is another good one right here.
Right.
Absolutely. You are listening to your favorite radio station right here in Greenwood. I am Ann Eller. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Tomorrow morning on the I Love Ann Show, Congressman Joe Wilson will be calling in. We'll be talking to him, see what he has to say. So I certainly hope you'll tune in for that. Tomorrow afternoon, we are going to be having a show all about the Lynx and Stony Points and the Symetra tour that is coming here next spring. So you're going to hear a lot of good stuff and get excited about that. That's what I'm talking about. There's so much going on. It's hard to pick one to work on, but there's so many to help out with. Billy Nicholson, again, thank you for coming out today.
Thank you, Ann.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.